B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Ksubas Daf Dalet. We're going to start four lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We saw in the Tosefta, in the Braisa, at the top of Daf Gimel Amud Beis, that even though there's a Takonas Chachomim that the Basulo gets married on Wednesday, however, if there's an Oinus, then they can get married even on Monday. And we had a discussion, what type of Oinus could this mean? And the Gemara said maybe it's an oinus of tiboy lehogmoin, and the Gemara said it couldn't be that. And then the Gemara says maybe it's because the Saratsova is coming to the city and would steal the food. And the Gemara was okay with that, but the Gemara says ve'ibois ema, we have another suggestion. Ve'ibois ema, my machmas ha'oinus. What's this case of oinus? Something that's out of your control, something that happened that you couldn't stop in any way, and because of that oinus, it's mutter to get married on Monday, even though you will not have time, you don't have the 3 days to prepare. My machmas oinus, k'detanya, like we learned in a braisa. Harei shehoyo pitoy ofui, if somebody, his bread was baked to get married. V'tivchoy tavuach, and the animals, the chicken, the meat, that he was going to shecht for the chasna, has been shechted. V'yeinoy mozug, and he's already diluted the wine. And once you dilute the wine, it doesn't live that long. They didn't have refrigerators back then, and once the wine was diluted, it would have to be drunk reasonably soon. Umeis oviv shel choson, and either the father of the choson, the one who's responsible to help the choson and to prepare for the chasna, he passed away. Oy imo shel kala, or the mother of the kala, the one who's preparing her jewelry, her adornments, and preparing the kala, and her mother passed away. Then what do we do now? If they're going to bury the father or the mother, and then they're going to sit shiver a whole week, and they're going to get married just much later, who's going to take care of the chasna? The father of the chasna is not here to take care of the chasna. The mother of the kala may not be here or isn't here to take care of the kala's needs. So what do we do? Says the Braisa, Machnisin es hameis lecheder. We take the deceased parent and put it into a room for a few hours. We're talking about that either the father of the chosen or the mother of the kala passed away on a Monday. And they lead the chosen and the kala to the chuppa. And they get married and they have the chasna. And then at night, boil bi'ilas mitzvah, they do this mitzvah, the start of married life, which is going to bring them to this tremendous mitzvah of pru ravu, of having children. They'll do the bir shoina, and then upeirush, and then they will separate. We'll soon see exactly what that means. And after that, v'noyeg shivo yemei mishta, they have 7 days of sheva brachas, as every chosn, once they've already had the chuppah and done the boil bilas mitzvah, then they are chosn and kala, and they're yom tov, so to speak, of sheva brachas, of the week that we call sheva brachas, because each day they say the Sheva Brachas, we're going to learn about that later. Then those Shiva Yemei Mishta, the 7 days of festivities, they continue. V'acharkach, and after the 7 days of Sheva Brachas, Noyeg Shivis Yemei Avelis. Only then they will practice the halachas of mourning for either the father of the chosn or the mother of the kala. Obviously, they wouldn't keep the deceased in the room all that time. The deceased would be put into a room. If you bury the deceased, then as soon as you've closed the orin, as soon as you've buried, as soon as the stimas hagoilol, as it's called, according to Rashi, it's if you're closing the orin, the box where the mace is put into, then the halachas of mourning start and they cannot get married. We want them to get married because who's going to help them get married if they have to push it off? So they just put the mace in a room just for a while till the chuppah is over, uboil bilas mitzvah, and then the chosn and kala have already started their week of festivities, and they would bury the mace, and the chosn or the kala would sit shiva after the sheva brachas are over. V'chol oison ha'yomim, in all those days, it's a discussion which days, but Rashi says all those days, the 7 days of Sheva Brachas and the 7 days of Shiva, hu yoshon bein ha'anoshim, v'hi yesheno bein ha'anoshim, they're not allowed to have relations together, and they did boil bi'ilas mitzvah, they had relations once, and that started them off. After that, the rest of those 2 weeks, they're not allowed to, it's one of the halachas of Avelis, they're not allowed to have relations together. Okay, that's one halacha in the Braisa. Another halacha, ve'in moinin tachshitin min hakala kol shleishim yoim. We do not prevent, we don't stop the kala from wearing her jewelry, her adornments, for the entire 30 days of, even though her parent passed away, she's allowed to wear these adornments for even during the first 30 days, and of course even after the 30 days. That's the end of the Braisa. The Gemara now says, V'dafka oviv shel chosn, as we explained, it's only if it's the father of the chosn, or ima shel kala, or the mother of the kala, that we say, don't proceed with the burial, let them get married first. Deleke inush tatarach lohu, because if we don't let them get married now, no one's going to be fending for them, no one's going to be helping them. And therefore, they're allowed to get married. Aval ipcha. But if it was the mother of the chosn or the father of the kala, loy, then we don't allow them to get married. They commence with the burial, they first sit shiva, and only afterwards they can get married. So coming back to what we started with, when the Braisa says that if there's an oinus, you can get married on Monday, it's talking about this case where the parent died on Monday. They can get married on that day because you cannot push it off any longer. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rafram Bar Popa Omar of Chizda. It was said in the name of Rav Chizda, Lo Yishonu, this that we said that the food's been prepared and we don't want the food to go to waste, and therefore you can get married even on Monday, in spite of the fact that there's a Takonas Chachomim that you normally get married only on Wednesday, that's Lo Yishonu, that's only true, Elo Shenos An Mayim Al Gabe Boso, that's only if he's already poured the water onto the meat in the final stages of preparing it for the chasna. But if he's not yet poured the water onto the meat, then mizdavin, because once you pour the water on it, then you can no longer sell it in the marketplace, in the butchers. But if he's not yet poured water on it, then there's no reason to get married. You have the meat, you can still sell it, and you can buy more meat when you get married. Omar Rava. Rava commented on what Rav Chizda said, that it depends. If it's either in a big city or in a village, then we'll soon see Rava says one statement, Rav Papa says the other, then Rav Chizda's statement doesn't apply. We have to see where it does apply. But Rava says, ubekrach, in a city, in a big city, afal pi she nosan mayim al gabi basar, there's so many people there, there's so much demand for meat, even when you've poured water on it, you can still sell the meat. That's in a big city. Omer of Papa. Rav Papa said, "Bikfar, in a small village, afal pi shelo nosan mayim al gabi basar, even if you haven't yet poured the water on the meat, lo mizdavin, you won't be able to sell it, and therefore you can get married." And the question is, ve'elodur of Chizda, when Rav Chizda said it depends whether you've put water on, if you've already put water on, you won't be able to sell it, and if you haven't put water on, you will be able to sell it, heichem mishkachas lo, if it's not in a city and not in a village, where yes. Omer Ravashi, Ravashi explained Rav Chizda and said, Kagoin Mosa Mechasya, the place called Mosa Mechasya, the Mafka Mikrach, it's not as big as a city, or Mafka Mikfar, and it's not as small as a village, it's in between, and therefore that place, if you've poured water on it, you won't be able to sell it. If you haven't poured water on it, you will be able to sell it. Says the Gemara Tanya Kavaseder of Chizda. We actually found a Braisa that says the same thing that Rav Chizda says, that it depends if you've poured the water on the meat or not. Because what does it say in the Braisa? Harei shahoyo pito yafuyo, if his bread was already baked, v'tovchoy tavuach, and he's already shechted whatever has to be shechted, v'yeine mozug, and his wine has been diluted, v'nosan mayim al gabe basar, and he's already poured the water onto the meat. It says it explicitly, like Rav Chizda said. Umeis oviv shel chosn or ima shel kala, and then either the father of the chosn or the mother of the kala passes away. Nachnisin es hameis lecheder, they put the deceased body in a room. They don't do the stima sagoidal, they don't proceed to the burial. Ves hachosn es hakala l'chupa, they take the chosn and kala to the chupa, or boil bilas mitzvah, upeirish, they do the mitzvah of the bia rishoyna, and then they separate for noyek shivas yamei amishta, and they have then sheva brachas v'charkach noyek shivas yamei avelis, and then they sit shiva, then he or she sits shiva. V'choloysan ayomim, in all those days, hu yoshon bein ha'anoshim, he sleeps with the men, v'ishta yesheina bein anoshim, and she sleeps with the women, because they're not allowed to be, nesiachid, they're not allowed to, they cannot be together, they cannot have relations with each other. That's the halachas of avelis. V'chein, says the Braisa, and it's important to note this word v'chein. Similarly, what happens, Misha Pirsa Ishtei Nida? What happens if a woman became Tomei? And we know that when a woman is Tomei, then it's also for a couple to have relations. Then there also, Hu Yoshon Bein Ha'anoshim, V'hi Yesheno Bein Ha'anoshim. We'll see, this is talking about not through life, a woman who becomes a Nida. No, it's talking about if she was a Nida by the Chuppah. If as she was going to the Chuppah, the day just before the Chuppah, she became a Nida, then she's not in Avelis, she's not in mourning, but she's Tomei. There also, Hu Yoshon Bein Anoshim, V'hi Yesheno Bein Anoshim, they cannot be secluded together, they're not allowed to have relations together. Continues the Braisa, Ve'ein Moinin Tachshitin Min HaKalo Kol Lamed Yoim, that we do not stop a Kala, even though regularly in mourning, a woman would not adorn herself with jewelry and adornments. However, a Kala, the first 30 days, is we do not prevent her from wearing the jewelry. Kol Lamed Yoim. And Rashi says before, the reason is she loitis gane al baylo, in order that she shouldn't become, that in order that she should find favor in her husband's eyes. Continues the Braisa with another halacha, bein kach or bein kach, irrespective of whether there was an oinus, which means that the parent of the chosn or the kala passed away on Friday, and if they don't get married immediately on Friday, then they won't be able to get married then. Or if it wasn't an oinus and they just got to Friday night and they hadn't yet done the Biyur Rishonah, loy ivoil, they should not do the Biyur Rishonah on Friday night. Loy be'erev Shabbos, not on Friday night. We'll soon see later why. V'loy be'motzah Shabbos, but on a motzah Shabbos also not. That's the end of the Braisa. Omar Mar. And now we're going to go back to one of the points in the Braisa, and the Gemara is going to discuss it. Hu Yoshon Bein Ha'anoshim, Hi Yesheno Bein Ha'anoshim. We said that if the Chosn or the Kala are in mourning, then they're not allowed to have relations with each other. And in order to prevent them from having relations when it's Asa, we say they're not allowed to have Yichud, they cannot be secluded together in a private place, and he sleeps with other men, she sleeps with other women, and they're not together. Says the Gemara, Masiyeh Lil Rabbi Yechanan, this serves as proof to something Rabbi Yechanan said. Da'omer Rabbi Yechanan, Afal Pisha Omru Ein Avelos B'moyed, even though we know that on Yom Tov there's no display, there's no halachas of mourning, however, Aval Dvorim Shel Tzina, but things that are in private, that means you wouldn't go to shul wearing sandals or not wearing shoes, and things like that, those halachas, we learnt about this in Maseches Moed Katan at length, Dvorim Shel Tzina don't apply on Yom Tov. Dvorim that are not B'tzina, in Pefarhesia, but Shel Tzina, things in private, like the prohibition for a couple to have relations together, whilst in Avelis, Noeg, that does apply even on Yom Tov. And you see that here as well, from this Braisa we see that since they are Avelim, even though for them it's the week of Sheva Brachas, the week of Sheva Brachas is like a Yom Tov for them. And nonetheless, it says that they have to stay apart, they cannot have relations together. And since they're not allowed to have any relations together, you see that on Yom Tov, those halachas of Dvorim Shel Tzina, they do apply. Continues the Gemara, Dorash Rav Yosef Berei Derava Mishmei Derava. It was said in the name of Rava. Loishonu, this that we said, that a husband and a wife cannot be trusted, that they wouldn't just, their Yetzirah wouldn't get the better of them, and they would have relations when it's Asa, and therefore, since we cannot trust them, we have to separate them, and they cannot do Yichud. That's only Elo Shelo Yibo'al. That's only in a case where they hadn't yet had the Bia Rishona. They'd never done any Bia. Aval Bo'al. But in a case where they'd already once had relations together, then his Yetzahara is not so strong, and Ishta Yesheina Imoy, then his wife can sleep with him, and we're not afraid that they're going to do an Avera, we're not afraid that they're going to have relations, even though it's Asa. That is what was said in the name of Rava. The question is that this is contrary to what we just learned now. V'ahocha, over here, we just learned in by Avelus, we saw explicitly the Beboal Oskinon, we're talking about they already had the Biyur Hashoyin, it says explicitly that they V'esachosn V'esakala L'chupa U'boil B'ilas Mitzvah U'Pairish. And nonetheless, Uktoni, we learned that for the week of the Sheva Brachas and then the week of the Avelus, Hu Yoshan Beinu Anoshim V'yashenu Beinu Anoshim, it says explicitly they're not allowed to have Yichud together and they have to separate. Did Rava not say that after Baal it's mutter? Says the Gemara, Kika Omar, when did Rava say that after there's had a bia once, there's no issue anymore, and they can sleep together as long as they don't have relations? Apiris o ishtoi nida. That's talking about the second case. When it says, V'chein misha apiris o ishtoi nida, in that case, in the case that she became a nida before they ever managed to do a bia rishayna, in that case, his Yetzirah is so strong, there we have to separate them. But in a case where there was a Bia Rishayna and then she became a Nida, in that case, we're not worried that they're going to do an Aveira and we do not need to separate them. That's when Rava said we don't need to separate them. But that's talking about Pirso Ishtoi Nida. However, in the case of Avelos, the case of Avelos is different. There we are afraid, because Nida is very severe. When a couple have relations, when a woman is a Nida, it's Chiyuv Karos. The prohibition of having relations by Avelos is nowhere near as severe as that. So they may be more lax. And therefore, we say, no, even though they've had a Bia Rishayna, we're afraid they will have relations together, and therefore we have to separate them. Asks the Gemara, and we pointed this out when we learned the Braisa, V'ha v'chein katoni, it says v'chein, in the same way as by Avelus, when it says there, that hu yoshon bein ha'anoshim, v'ishto yesheino bein ha'anoshim, and we just said now, that's irrespective of whether there was a Bia Rishayna or not, even after there was a Bia Rishayna, as it says, u'boil bilas mitzvah o'pirish, nonetheless we separate them, v'chein, the same is true by Pirus Ishto Nida, do we not assume that even by Nida, even after Bia Rishayna, we separate them? Not like Rava said that after Bia Rishayna we don't separate them. If we're saying the halachos of Avelos and the halachos of Nida are different, why is it v'chein? Answers the Gemara, Hochi Koma. You have to understand the v'chein differently. You know what the v'chein means? V'chein means that in the same way as there is a case of, no, it's not saying, we're not comparing Avelos and Nida, all the halachos. No. We're saying in the same way as by Avelos, there is a case where we separate them. There's also such a case by Pirus or Nida, but they happen to be, they're not exactly the same with all the details, because by Avelos, we separate them even after Bia Rishayna. By Nida, we only separate them before Bia Rishayna. V'chein, misha Pirus or Ishti Nida, v'loi Baal, according to Rava, we add that in v'loi Baal, that in the case of Nida, only in the event that it was loi Baal, then hu yoshon bein anoshim, v'ishto yesheino bein hanoshim, says the Gemara. So what have we just understood now from the Braisa with Rava's explanation, that when it comes to Nida, if it was Baal Bia Rishayna, we let them be nisyachit. By Avelus, even after Bia Rishayna, we say, no, we're afraid, we don't trust you, and we're afraid the Yetzirah will get the better of you, and therefore we say that it's also tav yichud, lememra. Are we suggesting the Avelus kilole minida? That in the eyes of the Chosn, the halachas of Avelus are more lenient than those of Nida, and therefore regarding to the very severe issue of Nida, we trust him to keep away from his wife. But when there's Avelus, we cannot trust him, and therefore we prohibit Yichud. Is that really true? V'homer v'yitzchuk barachanina omer v'huna. It was said in the name of Rav Huna, a set of halachas that seem to give us a little bit of a different picture. What do we learn? Kol malachis she'isha oise lebailo. Any activities that a woman typically does for her husband, nida oise lebailo, even when she's a nida, and they're not allowed to have relations together, she's allowed to do for her husband. Except, besides, chutz mimzigas hakois, which means either to dilute the wine or to pour the wine, v'atzoas amito, and to prepare his bed, v'archotzas ponov yod v'raglov, to pour water on his face, hands and feet, where those things, they very much bring added closeness together, and if a nida's going to do that to her husband, there's a risk that they're going to have relations, which is going to be osa, severely osa. And therefore we say, no. However, regarding the halachas of Avelus, we learned the opposite. Tanya, we learned in a brisa. Afal pisha omru, ein odom roshoi lochufus ishtoi, liois kuicheles, velios poikeses. Even though when it comes to Avelus, then a person cannot force his wife when she's in mourning. He cannot force his wife to paint herself or to apply some cosmetics to redden her face. But emes omru, even though he cannot force her to do those things for him. However, Be'emes Amru, they did say that she is allowed to moizeges loy kois, umatzas loy hamito, umarchas loy, umarchetzes loy, ponov yod over agrav. But she is allowed to pour or dilute the wine and prepare his bed and pour water onto his face, hands and feet. So you see that some, even though by nida it's osa, by avelus it's mutar. So why is it mutar by avelus? Because we know he's going to stay away. He's not going to do an avera and get too close and have relations with his wife. By nida, we're not concerned. And this is the opposite to what we said before regarding the issa yichud, that by nida we say after bir rishayna we're not afraid, and by avelus we are afraid. Says the Gemara, loy kasha. The truth is that by avelus there's really an issue. And indeed, by avelus, because it's more, less stringent, it's more lenient, he's going to be more lax and he's more in danger. And therefore, the issa yichud is going to be osa. However, that now it's going to depend who is in mourning. Is he in mourning or is she in mourning? If he is in mourning, his yetzhara might get the better of him and we're going to have an issue and we have to be more stringent. However, if she is in mourning, and women take mourning even more seriously and emotionally than the husbands, and therefore she's going to put her foot down and say no. Even though you have an urge to have relations, I'm not doing it. I'm in mourning now, it's osar, also osar, but also added fact of the fact that I'm a woman and very emotionally involved in the mourning period, and she won't let the yetzahara of him get the better of her. And therefore, this brice that we just, or this that we just saw now, that it says there that by avelus moizgin kois, she can pour the wine for him and she can make his bed and pour the water. That's if she is in mourning. If she's in mourning, there's no risk that they're going to have relations together because she'll stand strong. However, when it says that the yichud, that hu yashena bein anoshim, hu yashena bein hanoshim, where we see there that we are concerned that they're going to cross that red line, there it's talking about when he is in mourning. When he's in mourning, he's got nothing to protect him. And therefore, we have to be more stringent. Kan, so loy kashyo, kan ba avelus today, when we're more stringent in the halachas of avelus, that's when he's in mourning. Because since avelus is more lenient than nida, he may fall in to the Yetzirah. However, kan ba avelus tido, when it's her in mourning, when it's the woman in mourning, she won't agree to cross that red line, and therefore we do not need to be stringent. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. So you're saying now that if she is mourning, then we don't need to be to make those precautions. But when we said before that there's an issa yichud, you said that he is in mourning and therefore we have an issue. But do you not remember we said before? We said explicitly that that when are we concerned about the yichud by avelus, either if his father passed away or her mother passed away. That's what we're talking about. So you see explicitly that even if it's the oviv, if it's ima shel kala, the mother of the kala, so she's the one who's in mourning, and nonetheless, there's an issa of yichud. And that's contrary to what we just said now, says the Gemara. No. Ki kotoni asharo. This that we say that if her mother passes away, these halachas apply, that's only the other halachas. If her mother passed away, we put her into a room, put the deceased mother in a room, and we let them get married. But regarding the halacha of keeping the halachas of yichud, and she and he cannot sleep in the same room, cannot be secluded because we're afraid that they're going to have relations, which is asa, that only applies to when the chosn is in mourning and not when the kala is in mourning. Asks the Gemara, Umishani bein avelus tidei l'avelus tida. Are you really making a difference between if the chosn is in mourning or the kala is in mourning? Votanya, this seems to contradict the braisa. We learned in the braisa, Misha meis chom miv oicha moisoi. If a man's mother-in-law or father-in-law passes away, which means the kala's, the wife's parent, one of her parents pass away, he cannot force her to, since she's in mourning, he cannot force her to paint herself and to put on cosmetics. He should turn his bed over, which is one of the halachas they used to have this custom of turning the bed over during avelus. We learned about this when we learned moed koton. And he should practice with her the mourning. V'chein, similarly, we'll remember this v'chein. Similarly, he regarding the woman, when her father-in-law or mother-in-law passes away, which means that one of his parents passed away, it's inappropriate, she's not allowed to put on her makeup. So she turns her bed over, and together with him, she practices avelus. So what do you see here? It doesn't say that when he is in mourning, then they have to separate each other and they mustn't have yichud. No, it says neheges imu avelus. She can be with him in avelus. It doesn't say that they're not allowed to be nisyachid, says the Gemara. Add it in, read it into the Braisa. Toni, but avelus today, that if he is in mourning, then hu yoshon bein ho anoshim, v'yishte yishena bein anoshim. Just add it into the Braisa. Says the Gemara, you can't just do that. We notice that the Braisa says that if he's in mourning, it's the same halacha as if she's in mourning. As if it's exactly the same, then we don't make this difference and say that if she's mourning, then she'll protect him from crossing that red line and they do not need to be stay away from each other, stay in different rooms. But if he's in mourning, you do. Says the Gemara, the v'chein doesn't apply to everything. It could be that regarding yichud, when he is in mourning, they have to practice the halachas of yichud, when she's in mourning, not. Kikotoni, when it says v'chein, it's only a kicholo pir, or a pirkus, or a pikus, however you want to read the Gemara, that the v'chein, the similarity is regarding her putting on her cosmetics. Says the Gemara, okay, but you're trying to read into the Braisa that if one of her father or mother-in-law passes away, which means one of his parents pass away, then indeed they have to totally stay away from each other and be in different rooms. It says, v'neheges imoy avelus. She practices mourning with him. What does it mean with him? V'ho'imoy katoni, my love, can we not assume that imoy means imoy b'mita? They're even in the same bed together. And they practice the mourning. They're not allowed to have relations together. So you see clearly that even though he's in mourning, they can even sleep in the same bed. But we learned before that hu yashena bein ha'anoshim v'hi yashena bein ha'anoshim, says the Gemara. No, when it says imoy, it doesn't mean with him in bed. It means that she only has to keep the customs of avelus while she's with him in the same house. Then, in respect for him, she should have those same halachas as he does of avelus. But when they're not in the same house, she doesn't need to practice any halachas of avelus. Loi imoy, what does it mean imoy? Bebayis, only when she's in the same house as him, she has to practice the avelus with him. Like Rav said to his son Chia, ba'apa, in front of her, noheg avelusa. You should practice avelus together with your wife when she's in mourning. Deloi ba'apa, not in front of her. Loi tenoig avelusa. You do not need to practice any avelus with her when you're not in front of her. So that was one way of answering the question. Because let's get back to the top of the Gemara, the top of the Amud. We asked a contradiction. On the one hand, regarding yichud, we said that by nida, we're more lenient, and after Bia Rishayna, there's no Issa Yichud by Nida, but by Avelus, there is an Issa Yichud. And we asked a contradiction, but we saw before that regarding the other halachas, you see that by Avelus is more lenient than by Nida. So we answered, it depends who is in mourning. If he's in mourning, then since it's his Yetzirah that is going to get the better of him and no one to protect him, and Hilchas Avelus is more lenient, that means the consequences of transgressing Avelus are more lenient than those of Nida, he'll be less careful, so we have to be more stringent. But if she's in mourning, she'll make sure that he doesn't cross those red lines. So that's the one way, that's the way we explained it in the first explanation in the Gemara. Ravashi is giving another explanation. Ravashi Omar, there's a fundamental difference here. There's a difference between whether we're talking about a chosen or we're talking about a regular case of mourning. Avelus de alma chomir. In a regular avelus, is stringent in the eyes of people, and therefore they will not come to negate the halachas. They won't come to be mezalzel with it. And therefore, we allow the mazika sakois, and we allow that to asamito, and we allow the harchotzas ponov yodov raglov. However, avelus dehocha, where we found there was a stringency by yichud by avelus over regular nida regarding hilchas yichud, that's talking about by a chosen. Why by a chosen do we have to be more stringent to stop them even being nisyached even after Biarishoino? Kivin de Akilu Be Rabbonon. We have to soon see what that means. But since the Rabbonon, they brought out a leniency in this Avelus by a chosen, therefore maybe the chosen will be more lenient. And we have to be careful to make sure he doesn't cross those red lines, and therefore we have to be more stringent. And therefore, since the Chachomim were more lenient, Osul Zilzulebe, so the Chosn might come to be Mezalzel, and therefore we have to be Machmir and prohibit Yichud. Asks the Gemara, Mai Kula, where do we find the Rabbonon were lenient, more lenient regarding the Avelus of a Chosn than any other Avelus? Ilema, are you going to suggest, Diktoni Boil Biras Mitzvah Poirish? Is it because the Chachomim said that even though normally when there's Avelus, it's also to have relations. Over here it says explicitly in the Brisa that they put the deceased body into a side room and the Chosn and Kala get married, have the chuppah, and they can have relations. And that's the leniency the Chachomim did. And that's why the Chosn himself may be more lenient, so therefore after the Bi'ur Rishona we have to separate them. Says the Gemara, no, that's not the leniency, because that's not a leniency in Hilchas Avelus. The Halachas of Avelus haven't started yet. Halachas of Avelus only start after Stimas HaGoyel, only when they're putting the body into the coffin, or by the funeral, when they bury the body, whichever, however you understand Stimas HaGoyel. Over here, where the deceased is lying in a room, the Halachas of Avelus hasn't started. So that wouldn't make the Chosn be lenient in Avelus once Avelus does set in. Over there we're talking about that Avelus doesn't apply at all. Why does Avelus not yet apply? According to Rebbe Eliezer, it doesn't apply only after the deceased person has left the house to walk, going to be buried. Only then Avelus starts. Only once the coffin has been closed. But either way, here we're talking about that the deceased was put into a room and therefore the Avelus hasn't started. So that's not a leniency in Avelus. Elo, says the Gemara, Diktoni Noyek Shivas Yimei Amishteh V'Acharkach Noyek Shivas Yimei Avelus. Virtue of the fact that we postponed the whole Avelus and we let them have a whole week of Sheva Brachas, even though the Avelus should have started because the parent was buried. But we say, no, once you've had the chuppah and the Bi'ur Rishono, you're now, it's like a Yom Tov for you. You can have a whole week of Sheva Brachas and only afterwards have the week of Avelus. So that's a leniency. You see, the Chachomim postponed the custom and the practice of Avelus. So the Chosn might say, if you've postponed it, it's not so terrible, and therefore he might have relations with her. And therefore the Chachomim says, no, that in that period of time, that we have to be careful even for Issa Yichud. But a regular Avelus, we're not concerned where there's no leniencies that the Chachomim gave them. We're not concerned that a man will have relations with his wife and therefore there's no Issa Yichud. That's the second explanation of the Gemara. And in the next shir, we're going to learn the next Gemara that's going to focus on the end of that Brisa that speaks about having a Bi'ur Rishona on Shabbos and Friday night and Motzah Shabbos.